This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we have a special guest with us today. We have Tracy Black, who has a number of roles at the Mitchell County Safe Place. So welcome to our show, Tracy.
Glad to be here.
And tell us a little bit about the two major roles that you play at Safe Place.
Well, at Safe Place, I do a legal advocacy center. But our newest project is our elder abuse program, which is called Safe Seniors.
And we're going to be talking a little bit about that today, but for the next couple of weeks, we'll be focusing on elder abuse. And so we're glad to have you with us today. There's a couple of events coming up we want to make everybody aware of.
Yes, there will be a meeting of a group called Project Lazarus. And this is a group that's gotten together to get the medical community working with law enforcement and the rest of the community on the prescription drug abuse problem. And we're especially interested in that because there's a lot of elder abuse that goes along with obtaining prescription drugs.
So a lot of times a younger person in a family will move in with an elder person primarily to either get access to their drugs or their Social Security checks.
Exactly.
Some people may not be aware, but if you talk to some of the law enforcement people in this area, they will tell you that one of the big problems with drugs these days is not homemade drugs, but prescription drugs that people, either kids obtain from mama or grandmama's medicine cabinet, or they steal them from somebody who has a legitimate prescription.
Exactly. Prescription drug addiction is the leading illegal drug addiction. I mean, we're not talking about heroin, those kind of things. We're talking about painkillers and nerve pills, those kind of things.
And I guess frequently somebody will try to use two or three different doctors in order to obtain multiple prescriptions that one doctor doesn't know that anybody else is prescribing, and in that way they get extra drugs and become addicted to those drugs, basically.
Exactly, and that's what this whole program is about, is to help coordinate doctors working with each other and working with law enforcement.
Now, why do we think Project Lazarus is going to work in this area?
Because a couple years ago, Ashe County, which is like a little north of Boone, had led the nation in prescription drug overdoses. And after 2 years of working this Project Lazarus, they are not even on the radar screen of the top 10 anymore. It made a significant difference.
Some people will be hearing our program. It's taped, and if you're hearing this prior to or on June the 10th, there's an opportunity for the public to attend this?
Absolutely, yeah.
And where is it going to be held?
It will be held at the St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Burnsville, and it's from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
If you need to know where St. Thomas is, it's off of 19E near the CVS store, and you just follow the signs. It's kind of maybe a mile or so off the main drag. It's easy to find. If you have questions or want more information, we'll give you some phone numbers. Tell us where they can get a hold of you, Tracy.
You can get a hold of me at Mitchell County Safe Place, and the number there is 765-4015.
That's our business line. We'll give you another hotline number in a minute. If they want to talk to somebody in Yancey County, who would they call, Samantha?
They would call our crisis line at 682-0056.
And Mitchell County, we also have a crisis line, 765-4044. And we want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.